Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Again, second night of the home and home. Back to back, our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Have you been here long enough, or are you just above the notion of this affecting equilibrium, as bizarre as this is for the Celtics, not only to play a home-home back-to-back, but it being a Saturday and it just feeling strange?
I don't even think twice about it. I think all 82 games and how they jam it into the schedule and all the travel and everything else is strange. So I don't know that I've ever found it to be normal.
Yeah, that's actually probably the best point of all. You know what? Let me jump ahead to something I had written down. This is almost what I call you're very aware of what's coming, but it feels almost like a sneaky busy stretch starting last night, 7 games in 11 nights.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, we're well aware of it, and we'll see how we come out of it. I think ultimately you always you don't necessarily want to start with a 53-minute game, but that was the case yesterday, and that was a heck of a basketball game.
Yeah, it really was. And what do you draw, again, skipping ahead? What can be drawn? What do you draw? What should fans draw from the fact that both games with Toronto now, regardless of when they were or where they were, have both been these sort of crazy, high-level, intense, styles-make-fights kind of games?
Well, I just think that's, obviously you better raise your level when you're playing against them. I mean, they are a really good basketball team. They do a lot of good stuff, and they have excellent players. I think that obviously getting beat by them the first time, I thought that we had actually played one of our better games up to that point, and or up to the point of yesterday. And it was good to see us get over the hump, especially with a 10-point deficit there late in the game.
So, I sit around all day and you think, how do you phrase something here that's not, man, Kyrie was awesome, wasn't he? But it's hard. Let me try this. Did you have any idea that was coming? And I phrase it that way because even on his first shot last night, that miss off the glass was kind of a spectacular drive and spin move. And it was almost like, I think I remember saying very early last night, I think this could be one of those nights.
He actually came into my office a little bit before the game, right before we talked to the team, and just kind of looked at me like, I'm ready to roll. And, but I don't think you could ever guess somebody's going to have a night like that. But I certainly knew he was ready.
This is what we do. It's hard to find anything negative. So you work very, very hard in the media. They train you to think of something. So I came up with this. Is it possible in a scenario like that for his own teammates to find themselves sort of in awe a little bit watching?
Yes, but I thought they did a good job of taking their opportunities when they came, and I thought he did a good job of spreading it around a little bit there, especially at the end of the game. We were just running very, very simple actions at the end of regulation and then a different simple action at the beginning of overtime, and we were just changing up who was in those spots. And, on a couple of occasions, we went to Gordon and Tatum, and it gave him a one-possession respite, and that was enough to get his energy back and just keep doing what he was doing.
Yeah, that one right before the timeout that came in the fourth quarter. I assume, clarify the Gordon minute situation, that was sort of a preconceived notion that the restriction was gone, or was it game feel?
That was gone. That was gone as of, the Portland game?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, that's no minutes restriction.
Even as the game was going on, you're no longer watching him in a way you would watch him differently from anybody else.
If I thought he looked really tired, or if he came in and said he was sore, or if he was whatever the case may be, then we'll always listen to that, and we'll always adjust appropriately and go from there. But he never mentioned anything, and he looked really good. I thought that the plays that he made, some will be on a stat sheet and some won't. He didn't miss a block out for like the last 6-7 minutes, and in critical moments drew the over the back foul at the end of the regulation, and another foul in the beginning of overtime. And Siakam was giving us fits there a little bit, and I thought that getting him off the glass and limiting his energy, and he had a steal in there and made some plays that pretty under discussed. And I think that he did a lot of good things that lead to winning. He played 39 minutes and only took 8 shots, so there's a lot of other things you can do to help win.
8 days ago when we got to Salt Lake, I remember asking first about defense because that's how I thought of the Jazz, particularly coming off the year they had last year. And then they proceeded to shoot 56%. And, you know, while their defense hasn't caught up, obviously there's plenty to be concerned about offensively.
Yeah, I'm concerned offensively and defensively. I think they're excellent. You know, those defensive numbers are what they are. They'll all even out over the course of time. This is an excellent team. It's well coached, very smart. This is a tough game for sure.
They get you were on this list. Milwaukee is on this list, and they are on this list of the teams. You know, and leagues do their stats the way they do them. But the most open looks at threes. How do they get so many open looks?
They share the ball, first of all. They really move it off pick and rolls. It's not always the first drive that gets them their open looks, although Gobert's rolls to the rim certainly draw a lot of attention. But then they're great at catching the ball on the run and making a second drive, which leads to an open look. They've got a great system, a really fun way of playing, very, very challenging to play against.
Do you remember the last time a Friday felt like a Friday or a Sunday felt like a Sunday? I mean, I haven't had a 9-to-5 job in 20-something years. But
no.
Like when you were in school, maybe? Didn't Wednesday feel like Wednesday and Friday feel like Friday? But
only if I had scheduled it so I didn't have class on one of those days. That was the only reason I knew the day.
Wow, you didn't control the schedule back then.
I can't control it now. I think we've had that discussion before with all the all of the early yeah. Butler schedules versus the early schedules here.
And the first 17 games of this year, yeah, no doubt, even going into Charlotte on Monday. That's the head coach.
See you on the plane tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Celtics and the Jazz next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.